It's been a million days and a million nights. Oh, I still remember how your love changed my life. It's not enough words in my vocabulary to express how I feel, and I still pinch myself just to see if it's real. Said a man ain't supposed to cry, but I'll put my pride aside. Let these tears fall from my eyes. I'm so happy you're still in my life.
Welcome. Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the voice of Gospel Radio. Man, this is going to be a beautiful show today, man. We're going to talk about love with all the things going on in the world, man, and all the hatred and all the stuff. We're going to talk about love. Love, love, love. Let's bring some more love into this thing. I'm live down here in Mississippi. Got a special occasion going on down this way. And I look forward to just enjoying my day with you all and also sharing some love of my own to my beautiful and loving wife, my partner in crime, my rib. Yeah, I can go on and on and on about her. But today is her birthday. And I want y'all to celebrate with me as I celebrate her. And we're going to also celebrate with nothing but love. Not all about loving, what's going on in this world. I know there's a lot of things going on that we all are getting sick and tired of seeing and hearing about. You know, we got elections coming up and everybody's got something to say about everything. But today, we're going to talk about some love. Last week, we got into a good conversation about, you know, what's going on and encouraging you all through the word. But if you missed that show, please go back and get that. It's a very powerful show. A lot of information from C.W. Dawson. The podcast is available for that show right now. But we're going to get y'all on to some great some gospel music. We're going to shout some folks out. And we're going to talk about nothing but love today, y'all. So get ready, sit back, relax, enjoy. Straight Talk is about to kick off. right now.
Hey, Miss Erica, this is Shanita from Faith Unlimited Productions in Kansas City, wishing you much happiness on your special day. May God continue to bless each and everything that you do. Have a happy birthday, and I will talk to you soon.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. Felt so bad I thought I would die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb. But the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it?
He said he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. Lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need to whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause you're always on time. Come and get your breakthrough, cause I'm gonna get mine. How you sleep at night? Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his grace. Won't he do it? He said he would.
So I trust him at all times.
You see what the enemy planned for my downfall turned out to be the greatest victory of my life. Fast and hard, there's only one that could come and make it right. So ain't no need for stressing and crying, cause he gon' show up just like he did the last time. And the last time, and the last time. I know won't he do it?
Won't he do it?
Yeah,
he would.
Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Welcome back. Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery, aka the Voice of Gospel Radio. We talking about love today, y'all, and I'm down here live in Mississippi, and I got this power couple who's jumping the broom this week. So, how y'all doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Doing good.
All right, doing good. All right, let's get everybody in Missouri to know who you all are. Listen to the podcast, everything. So, tell us your names.
I'm Mr. And that's soon to be Mrs. Jimmy Harrell.
That's Kay Brianna Keeler, soon to be Mrs. Jimmy Harrell.
All right, there we go. Now we're talking about, there's a lot of things going on in the world. A lot of, you know, we got social injustice and we have all the different things going on. But we're talking about love today. And so can't get no better love than two people about to tie the knot. So tell us about, how you guys got together. How did this thing come about?
Man, I've been waiting for you to ask me this for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Started back about 5 years ago. I took a part-time job in the mall. She happened to notice a brother. Fly. Even in my work uniform. So, at the time we met, I was kind of, you know, feeling kind of a way because she's a pretty woman. I ain't want to approach her. I thought she was going to be all Latin buff.
Thought she was going to be like out of your league or something, right?
Yeah, not out of my league.
Uh-huh, okay.
But just, I just thought she was going to put herself on a pedestal that can't nobody reach, you know. So anyway, this young man, Jonathan Montgomery, he introduced us, and I downplayed it, you know. It's like, okay, how you doing, you know, just brush it off. But She inquired about me. She asked about who I was. Who's the guy with the smile walking around here in the mall? And I'm going to let her take over from there because it gets deep.
Are these things true? Did it flow like that?
I would say partially. I was working in the mall as well. And I did notice Jimmy. I did. And I think after we met and had initial conversation, he was just nice and he was sweet. And I mean, that was really it. I don't think we were both, looking for anything, more than just like a friendship. I wouldn't even say we were really friends at that point, just associates. No, but
associates.
But yeah, that's partially true.
Partially true. So we got your version, his version, but we're together now.
Absolutely.
And so are you guys excited? The big day is coming up.
I'm excited, but I'm exhausted because it's so much work in preparation for a wedding. I'm just ready to get through it and be done with it.
Same here. I mean, I'm excited, but we've had a lot of planning, and Jimmy's not your typical groom. He has he's helped out throughout the whole process.
Percentage-wise, what you getting out of it?
Oh, I would say well over 50%. Well over 50. I mean, he went to look at venues with me. We did cake tastings.
What's your first?
We went to the decorator's place to pick out the decoration.
I know he has very choicy when it came down to decoration.
Yeah, he's the reason why the colors are what they are. So, yeah.
That's that blue. Mm-hmm. Blue is my color. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to get no deeper than that, but blue is my color.
All right. So, but, you two, you're tying the knot. But when you see all the things going on in the world and you see it's your love, how do you all can help people who are seeing these things and not really see the love in what's going on in the world today?
Well, I'm hoping that our actions speak louder than our words. I mean, because we care for each other so much. There's things that she does for me that I don't even expect that really even happen. I don't even have to ask. She just does it on her own will. I do the same for her, So it's just, I hope our actions just speak louder than our words.
I think in terms of what's happening, you hear a lot of people that speak on, being in quarantine and it's really challenging for their relationship. For me, I feel like if I had to give any advice to other people, it would be to be honest and keep communication open. Like, we haven't had any issues, with, being in close quarters in the pandemic. Like, I think that our chemistry, the way that we communicate with each other, just it speaks for itself. So we haven't had issues, but I think just being open and honest and being patient with one another is important.
All right. Well, we're sitting here with the bride and groom, and the big day is when?
September 6th, this Sunday.
Sunday, coming soon.
Sunday. So we got, I'm happy to be here. We're going to be right back. Y'all got any songs y'all want somebody to listen to? Y'all got anything y'all, any special gospel song y'all want to send out to the folks out there?
I like, I just want to be close to you. Either that or, what's that? I told the storm. I love that song.
Ooh, Ricardo, that's a hard one. I would say it's not over. Israel Houghton.
All right. There you go, y'all. So y'all hear the two songs that we're going to play coming up. We'll be right back with more Straight Talk right after this.
Through just fine, right on time. It that your love was true.
Now no one can
undo.
I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know.
Good to know your mine.
And all I want
to say
till my dying
day.
I just wanna be close to you.
Where I wanna be, where I am when I'm with you.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Yes, perfect. It's what you gave for all the world to see. Now no one can
undo.
'Cause I belong
to you
until the end
of time.
Good to know
you're
and all I want. I just wanna be close to you.
Come on, Stacey, follow me.
Da-da.
You, sir.
Da-da.
Happy birthday, Auntie Erica. I miss you. It's me, Jason.
Happy birthday, Erica. I love you. You're one of the best sisters I ever had in my life. Enjoy your day, your special day, and I wish you many more birthdays to come.
Hey, sis. I want to say happy birthday. I'm thankful that you became my friend and my sis. I'm thankful to know you guys, and I got to watch you grow in not just your marriage, but in your elegant warrior. You have such a beautiful, blessed family, such sweet and genuine boys, and beautiful daughter, and she's so sweet, looking like you and her daddy, more like Ricardo, but I'm staying with you because it's your birthday. But anyway, I just hope you enjoy your day. I know you are. Ricardo's always doing something amazing for you, and I'm just thankful to be a part of that, and I get to even tell you happy birthday. But just be blessed and continue to listen to God and follow your dreams in your heart.
Beautiful words. Thank you so much for my friend, Tanisha. Thank you so much for sending out that shout out to my beautiful wife. Y'all bear with me today, man, because of COVID, I can't throw a party. I can't do anything. So this is my way of celebrating my wife. And I thank you all for being a part of this, being a part of this love that we're showing today. But not only that, you're on Straight Talk with your boy, Ricardo Montgomery, a.k.a. The Voice of Gospel Radio. Yes, today is my wife's birthday. We got some shouts out coming in, just some people that's special to us. I'm going to do a couple shouts out for us. And, you know, I thank God for him, and I thank God for all the things he's doing. But I also thank God for what he's doing in our community, in our area. So y'all sit back, relax, work with me. I got some great music coming up for you. The Straight Talk is The Straight Talk. If you're missing any parts or anything you want to hear, if you missed last week's show, go check that show out. Please go check the show out. The podcast is available right now. Podcast is available. And there's a lot of things going on this week too, but I want to just give us all this love and just pour love out into the community. Pour love out from our hearts to yours and celebrate my beautiful wife on this day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, the numbers for COVID are going up. So please wear your mask. Stay, wash your hands. Stay sanitized. Do all things you need to do. I'm live down here in Mississippi. Got the wedding coming up. And I'm just sharing nothing but love, y'all. I'm in that mood today for Straight Talk. So we got some more shouts out coming up. And then I'll be back to wrap the show up in a little bit. But I got some Sisters for Life coming up for y'all next. But first, we're going to get the shout out in. For my beautiful wife, Erica Montgomery. Be right back with more Straight Talk.
This is Sherika Lockhart, and I just want to send a happy birthday to my girl, Erica Montgomery. May God continue to strengthen you and give you the desires of your heart.
I'm on my way up.
Can't touch me now, I know.
I'm on my way up.
I'm a survivor.
I'm on my way up. seen it all. I done heard a few, I was hurt before. Now understanding had a bigger plan than I was living for. I can't believe we made it, this is far from faking. I want you to know, I want you to know, I'm gonna soar.
I'm on my way up.
Devil, you a liar.
I'm on my way up.
Can't touch me now, I know.
I'm on my way up.
I'm a survivor.
I'm on my way up.
I'm soaring higher.
I'm on my way up.
Devil, you a liar.
I'm on my way up.
Can't touch me now,
an elevator. I'm standing tall like a skyscraper. I'm working hard, I can play later. You see me now, but watch me later. You wonder how, yeah, they call that favor.
I'm on my way, I'm on my way.
Birthday to my daughter, Erica Montgomery. This is your day, and you enjoy it to the fullest because today is the best day ever, and I love you. Enjoy your day, baby.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should. 'Cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go. Let me go, let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go. And you wouldn't let me go. But you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. Yeah. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me, yep. And I thought that it was, yeah. And I thought that it should, 'cause I messed up so many times. I went left when you said right. I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go.
You held on to me. out for my good.
Yes, sir. Come on, I need you to sing it as loud as you can. Say,
what the enemy meant for you?
God has worked it out for me. For my good. If you believe it, come on, say it loud.
What the enemy meant for evil,
God has worked it out for my good.
I know you thought it was gonna kill you, but I promise you he's gonna use it for his glory.
What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good.
Everybody clap your hands, let's go. Yes, sir. Everybody clap like this, y'all. Like this, y'all. And I need you to know that whatever you're going through, God has the ability to use it for his glory. He doesn't waste anything. If you went through it, he can use it. Let's go. Say, it's working.
It's working.
It's working.
It's working.
I need you to know that it's working.
Hey,
it was meant to kill me, but it's working for me.
It's working.
Tell somebody it's working. It's working.
It's working.
Everything that you face, every heartbreaking trial. Hey, it was meant to kill me, but it's working for me. It's working.
It's working.
I know it don't feel like it.
It's working.
I know it don't look like it.
It's
but he's able to do it. Hey, it's working.
It's working.
It's working. Only made me better.
Happy birthday, Erica, from Joel and Shell.
Enjoy your day, cuz we love you.
Hey. If you don't mind, can I be far from perfect? Just can I be me? You have time to see what a work in progress really means. Spend many a night on my knees, 'cause that's the key for me to be free. A thousand tears, a million no's, just some.
Montgomery. Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday!
We would like to wish you, Erica, sweetheart, a happy, happy birthday. May God bless you. May God restore and renew whatever you want for this year to be. For God is a God of love. You are a warrior. And we love you dearly. Happy birthday from the Weston Smart.
Happy birthday.
Whatever, whatever, whatever. are you doing? Anyway, just want to say happy birthday. Enjoy this special day. God bless you and your family.
Hey, family, what's going on? This is Jason Rutley, a.k.a. J. Rutt. Just wanted to send a special shout out to my sis, to my family, Mrs. Erica Montgomery. Just wanted to say happy birthday. In spite of everything that's going on in our country right now, I know that my brother Ricardo is going to make sure that it's the best birthday you've ever had. And I'm pretty sure that God is going to be in the midst, and we love you. God bless. Also, just wanted to briefly wish you a happy birthday through song. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mrs. Erica. Happy birthday to you. Love you. God bless.
Others have,
but you stayed there. You stayed there, and you promised me that you would never leave. Oh, oh, oh. And I'm so grateful that you chose me.
Wilson, and I heard there's a very special lady having a birthday. I want to wish Erica Montgomery a very, very special birthday. May this year be your best birthday ever. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Enjoy.
Maybe I succeeded a little. I
jumped up from the floor to the middle. You think I want the credit? I don't. Cause the glory ain't made for me, no. But I know who sits on the throne, who makes the stage and writes the songs. And I know I couldn't do this on my own. And as much as I complain, I've seen more sunshine than rain. And I could thank my lucky stars, but that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm lucky. So I fall to my knees and I say that I'm grateful when every morning starts. So I don't thank my lucky stars, cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Cause that's not where my blessings are. No, they come from the Father's heart, not the sky, not chance. But truth is, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Yeah, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. Oh, I'm not lucky, I'm loved. I'm not lucky, I'm loved.
That is so cute, y'all. That was Kipper and Kenzie. They are the twins. You know, the young ones. They wanted to give a shout out to my wife. And I think Aunt Crystal for allowing this to work out the way it did. It's so such a blessing to hear them sing as they work on their things, man. Love it, man. Thank you so much. And thank everybody who's taking time out the busy schedule to shout my wife out today on Straight Talk with your boy Ricardo Montgomery. I'm doing this all live down in Mississippi. And so I'm hoping that she's enjoying this show. I'm hoping she will enjoy this show, y'all. But I thank God for everything y'all are doing. For all our friends out there, Jason Rutley, Sherika Lockhart, Pastor Rachel Wilson, and everybody else. My cousins and who's stepping up, and Shanita out in Kansas City. Thank you all, everybody who's been a partner. I don't want to say no names because I may miss somebody. But thank you all so much for all that you are doing to help make this day special for her. And I appreciate KOPN for allowing me to have the platform to be able to make this day special for her. I know with all the COVID things going on that it's only so much you can do. And today is a day that we all get to celebrate. So while you riding around in your car listening to Straight Talk or listen to this podcast, you get to celebrate with us. And there's no better party than a Holy Ghost party, because a Holy Ghost party don't stop. And we're going to keep this party going, y'all. We're going to have some more shout outs coming up in a little bit. Not too many more. Not too many more. I know some people may be like, man, you doing too much. Look, man, this is my real. This is my wife. This is my life. You know, this woman is everything to me. If anything happened to me, that's who got to take the mantle. And I know that one, she can take the mantle, and I appreciate that. I appreciate her, and I appreciate all things she's doing. And I just thank God for just allowing me to meet her. This is special for me because we got engaged on September 3rd. And now I'm going to get y'all to some more shouts out real quick.
I want to give a birthday shout out to my beautiful daughter, Erica Montgomery. Hope you have a wonderful day. I love you so much.
Erica, it's your birthday. It's me, Carol. I just want to tell you happy birthday, sweetheart. You're a very special person and dear to me. Hope you have a beautiful day. Love you.
Erica, this is Aunt Denise. I am calling to wish you the most, most blessed, happiest birthday ever. This is from your aunt. I love you within my heart. You are my first niece, spoiled rotten to the core. And you got Grandma Granny, Maxine, to thank for that. Alrighty. So you sit back and you have a wonderful weekend. God bless you. And I love you with all my heart. Aunt Denise.
Well, I want to give a shout out. You're my beautiful daughter. I did want to let you know I love you. I'm grateful for you. And we're very proud of everything that you've been did and become. And we love you. Happy birthday.
Holy Ghost, I'm so grateful, God, you know you did the most when you created her for me. Lord, you know I have witnessed your glory, all this favor you showed me. When you gave it to me, I had to learn what to do with your blessing. Now I know that a man who findeth the wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your covenant, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. You. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you. You. Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Read it to me, tell me what it says. I know that you don't make mistakes. So if it's in the book, then it must be okay to love her. No, I'm not ashamed. Feels like a wedding night, I pray, oh yeah.
Yes, a man who findeth a wife finds a good thing. So every time I think of her, I'm thinking you. And when I give my love to her, I'm thinking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, 'cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your company, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. I don't understand why we can't talk about being in love with the one he gave us. He know what he was doing, 'cause she was his greatest creation. So I hope that you don't mind when I testify the way I do. My love to her, I'm thanking you. Loving her like Christ loved the church, 'cause you told me to. Yeah, she a missy on your glory. Sometimes I don't feel like I'm worthy, but I'm under your company, so I ain't worried. I'm just thanking you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. And in love, I'm just thanking you, you, you. When I think of her, I'm just thanking you. When I give her love, I'm just thanking you. Married and in love, I'm just thanking you,
you. Hi, Erica. It's Grandma. Wishing you a very blessed and happy birthday. I love you.
God says, I'll be committed.